Mario Armstrong with Small Biz Go Mobile Podcast Edition. If you want to get information about how you can be more mobile and be productive for your business while on the go, we have everything from app reviews to video to tutorials, news, all types of information about how you can maximize mobility in your business. Just go to our website at smallbizgomobile.com. Okay, we really appreciate it. All right, this week I wanted to take a peek at taking notes. Because meeting notes are critical, whether it's you, whether it's your admin staff, or whether you wear all of the hats and you're doing it all yourself. It doesn't matter. The point is, when you're in meetings and you're taking notes, you want to take notes as precise, as condensed, and as action-oriented as possible so that you don't miss any details. And we all know that, you know, sitting in meetings already by themselves, you know, it's just a pain. And, you know, trying to take notes in a meeting is probably even worse. I'm not really good at that. I do okay, but these apps that I'm getting ready to tell you, or this app in particular that I'm getting ready to tell you, has really saved me quite a bit. Because trying to make sense of some of my notes after a meeting can be really hard to do. So the new app that I want you to take a peek at, if you struggle with some of the same things and want to be able to capture notes effectively, there's one called SoundNote. Now, this app is really made for the iPad, and it really looks to kind of cut down on any of that stress that you may have with your ability to write notes or even draw objects or illustrations. And it can even do audio recording all in the same app. So most, and that's a significant thing, because most mobile note-taking apps only allow you to do like one of these things, like either type or draw notes or sketch or do illustrations, things like that nature, or do audio but nothing else. So SoundNote lets you do all of those things on the same page with everything. So you can use your finger gestures to scroll, you can create objects, you can sketch, do whatever you need and still be able to capture traditional notes by using the virtual keyboard on the iPad. And just in case your shorthand note-taking isn't fast enough for the iPad, you can record audio of the meeting, like I was mentioning earlier, so you don't miss any important detail while you're trying to draw that perfect thing. So I think this is great, because many people learn differently and many people capture information differently. And if you can have an extra set of ears in the room while you're typing and or drawing, if you're a visual learner and you need to see things visually, I think this is a great app for you. It's called SoundNote. It's from it's based on the iPad, and it costs $4.99. So it's not cheap as it relates to mobile apps are concerned, but with all the functionality that's built into this app, at least your notes won't suffer from your inability to enjoy those bright and early Monday morning meetings that you got to go deal with. One of the things that you need to also know is that an hour of recording only takes up about 25 megs. So not really a big stretch on the data. If you're in a meeting longer than an hour, recording space on your iPad is going to be the least of your problems. All right. That's going to be a wrap for today's Small Biz Go Mobile. If you want a more in-depth review about this or other applications or video for some of the apps and websites and things that you can use to make your business more mobile and more productive, head on over to our website at smallbizgomobile.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at smbizgomobile. That's smbizgomobile. Oh, and do that, because we do all types of contests and giveaways, okay? All right, until next time, I'm Mario Armstrong for smallbizgomobile.com.